So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisoi Lelishkas Bahedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they separate the Kohen Gadol from his house and take him to the area in the Beis HaMikdash known as Lishkas Bahedrin, the chamber of the appointees of the king. Umaskin Lo Kohen Achar Tachtav, Shema Yer by Psul, and they prepare another Kohen in his place in case he becomes invalid to do the Avodah. Rehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Lo Shema Thomas Ishtai. Rehuda says they also prepare a second wife for him in case his wife dies, as it says, V'chiper bad dayu bad beisai, and it will atone for him and for his house. His house means his wife. Other words, the Kohen Gadol must have a wife while doing the Avodah. Amrulai imkein in la davasayf. However, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, if so, that we need to be concerned for the possibility of sudden death, then there is no end to our concerns. This second wife might also die. Our Gemara begins by quoting in Mishnah that we also separate the Kohen who is going to burn the Parduma. Tanan Hasam, Shivas Yam Kohen Srevas Apara, Hoy Mafrishan Kohen Hasrevas Apar Mibesai. 7 days before the Kohen was going to burn the Paraduma, he would be separated to an area known as Lishkas Beis HaEvan, the chamber of the house of the stone, which was in an area known as the Bira, which means palace. It was called this because only earthenware containers could be used there, since they cannot become tame, ritually impure. They could not use vessels that might become tame in this procedure because the Chacham enacted many extra levels of protection regarding the Paraduma, so that people would not treat its tahara, its purity, lightly. There was concern for this because a tefil yom was permitted to perform this mitzvah, and the Chacham did not want people to think that it has less tahara. A tefil yom was permitted to do this avodah lahaitzi milibin shel tzedukim, to show that the tzedukim, the Sadducees, were wrong when they said that only a fully tahar, pure kohen could do this procedure. This lishka was used because it was in Mizrachis Tzafinus, the northeast corner of the Azara, the inner courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Paraduma is a type of chatas, a carbon of atonement, and the chatas procedures were always done in Tzaf in the north. This lishka is also in Mizrach, the east, so that it will remind people of the Paraduma whose blood was sprinkled on the Har Mishcha, the Mount of Olives to the east, El Noichach Penei El Mayed, to the front of the Beis HaMikdash, which is towards the Ma'ariv side. Rabbi Baruchana says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Bira refers to a specific area on the Har Bais that was known as Bira. Shlakish says it refers to the entire Temple Mount. Menohan Emili. The Gemara now wants to know the source for the 7 day separation. Rabbi Yumni Bar Chilkia said in the name of Rabbi Chasi Bar Idi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, we learn this out from the Pasuk which describes the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the 7 days of dedication for the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Kasha Asa Bayoim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis Lechaper Aleichem. Just like you did today, meaning a 7 day separation for the Miluim, Hashem commands you to do this to atone for them. Lasis refers to the Paraduma, Lechaper refers to Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks, why is this Pasuk has anything to do with the Paraduma? It could be solely about Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers with the Gezer Shabbat. The word Tziva, command, appears here in the context of the Miluim, and it also appears in the context of Para. Therefore, both require separation. Although Tziva also appears in the context of Yom Kippur, it is written after the Avodah is completed, and by the Miluim it is written before the Avodah, which is where it appears in the Para verse as well. However, the Gemara still questions this, because there is also another form of the word Tziva that is used regarding all Karbanos. So maybe the Kohen has to be separated for a week before all Karbanos. And even though the word there is Tzavoisai and not Tziva, exertion like this has been made between words that are even less similar regarding the Kohen who comes to check on a house that has tzaras, discoloration in the walls. Gzer Shava is made there between the words Veshava Kohen returns and Uvoha Kohen comes. The Gemara resolves this and says that in the context of tzaras, there are no words that are more similar to use for the Gzer Shava. Whereas here, the exact word Tziva is used both with the Miluim and Paraduma. The Gemara next discusses the word Lechaper written in the Parash of Miluim, which we said means we separate the Kohen Gadol for the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. It cannot refer to general Karbanos. First, because how would we know which Kohen to separate, since any Kohen can do regular Avodah? Second, the Gemara says that Lechaper refers to Karbanos which are Kavu Leizman, have a set time like the Miluim, which are the Karbanos of Yom Kippur that have a set time, unlike everyday Karbanos. It doesn't refer to another Yom Tov like Pesach or Sukkot, which are also Kavu Leizman, because the Miluim had 7 days of separation leading up to 1 day of Avodah, and Yom Kippur also had 7 days leading up to 1 day of Avodah. But Sukkot and Pesach have 7 days of Avodah. Although Shemini Atzeres has 7 days leading up to one day, those are 7 days of Kedusha sanctity. The Miluim had 7 regular days leading up to it, and so does Yom Kippur, so that's what L'chapa is referring to. The Gemara then attempts a Kavah Chomer, a logical argument. If a day like Yom Kippur, which is preceded by regular days, yet the Kohen Gadol has to be separated, a day like Shemini Atzeres, which is preceded by 7 holy days, certainly should require him to be separated. Rav Sharshi explains that the Pasuk says Hazeh, this, meaning we compare it to a day like this day that has no Kedusha before it. That's the day of Yom Kippur. Rav Ashi gives another answer, why we don't separate the Kohen Gadol before Shemini Atzeres. Since the main Yom Tov of Sukkot does not require separation, how can Shemini Atzeres, which is secondary, require separation? Even according to the opinion that Shemini Atzeres is a regular from the Atzmehu, its own distinct Yom Tov, that's only regarding 6 specific things. But otherwise, it is an extension of Sukkot. Those 6 things are pious, who is chosen to do the Avodah, Zman, the requirement of making Shechiyanu, Regel, it has its own name and is not referred to as a day of Sukkot, Karban, it has a different Karban than Sukkot, Shir, it has its own Shira, the song sung by the Levim during the Avodah, Bracha, and a special Bracha is recited on behalf of the king on Shemini Atzeres. However, regarding the laws of Tashlumen, it is a continuation of Sukkot as we learned in the Mishnah, Mishlei Chag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, chagi v'hoylech kol regel kulay b'yom tov achron shel chag. Someone who did not bring his chagiga on the first day of Sukkot can bring it any time during Yom Tov and even on Shemini Atzeres.